having begun to understand the impact of light, both natural and man-made, and armed with the knowledge and a facility with the tools of light, angle, color, brightness, etc., how do we go about creating light? How do we go about developing a strategy to design lighting to give us that impact? Well, first we must attend to the mechanics. We have to understand the parameter of the situation we're dealing with. We have to look at the space and the equipment that we have and what it is we're lighting. What are the colors of it? What are the textures of it? Do we want to bring them out? Do we want to change them? Also, we have to look at the other resources at our disposal, be they money or time or just even the facility we have with the equipment. For centuries, people have attended to these mechanical aspects in a passive way. The ancient Greeks would produce their plays at certain times of day in the play cycle in order to take advantage of the sun as it was rising, or the heat of the midday, or the beautiful sunsets in Greece. Architects place buildings such that the light will hit them in a specific way and hit the surroundings depending on the shadows the building casts, or such that the lighting will enter the building in a certain way. Landscape architects have used lighting and the sunlight and how they're going to plant, where they put trees to shade during times of the day and at other times let the sunlight through. Do they do it so that in the winter a building will get more light, yet in the summer it'll get more shade? But now we can manipulate the lighting itself, and we need to understand how we can manipulate it to start to give meaning and impact. The first thing we need to look at is the visual and formal structure that the light will have and how it will give that formal structure to the figure and the environment. How will the light give form and dimensionality, that key and fill that we spoke about in the last section? Also, how will the light give focus? How do we understand where to look? Again, light controls what we see and how we see it. It provides us that focus. The most obvious example in our modern times is when we go into the movie theater or we go into the live theater. What's the first impact of light on us? The house lights go down, telling us where to look. This wasn't always the case. You look at 19th century literature, when they talk about the theater, they don't talk about what's happening on stage. They talk about how the audience is interacting in the light. Well, now we take the focus off the audience and put it on the performers or on the film. Finally, there's the composition of light in space. Beyond just giving the singular focus, how do we compose the whole visual picture in space? And just as importantly, maybe even more importantly, how do we compose the light through time? How does the light create a rhythm? Again, our eyes are always adjusting, are always compensating for what the light is doing. So how do we use that to create whatever impact and effect we want? Beyond the visual or physical, we can also look at how light gives meaning or an intellectual meaning. Can it do this? Can light give intellectual meaning? Well, previously, when we talked about light in historical context, we decided that light itself doesn't really have an intellectual meaning. It only has that meaning through how we understand it in reference to some other experience, either in the natural world or through some documentation, film, art, the interior world, architecture. We can understand some intellectual things from light. Think about a restaurant or restaurants. Try this. You can tell the price point of the restaurant by how it's lit. Walk in and try and tell how much a meal will be by how the restaurant is lit. If it's brightly lit, it's going to be cheaper They want you to come and go, get in and out quickly. They're making their money through quantity. So they want you to move. They give the lighting to energize you. Yet, in a higher-end restaurant, what do they want? They want to keep you there, so the light will be dimmer. The distribution will be islands of light, so you feel like you're all alone there and want to stay. At that price point, they want you, they'll make their money through how long you're there, rather than how many people they get in there. We can see how this intellectual meaning of light only can work referentially in how it's used in film. The light in film can have a quality that we then reference as being naturalistic or hyper-real, or that creepy light of the horror movie that we talked about with the uplight that comes from below. The power of light really comes, though, not in its intellectual meaning or what it references, but in the emotional impact it has. Like music, again, light works on the most fundamental, visceral level. It has a real physical impact on us. It also has an emotional impact. It even has spiritual overtones. That's what the real power of lighting is. That's what we're trying to capture when we design and manipulate light. That's what all of the strategy, all of the parameters, all of the tools we use are trying to accomplish, that visceral, emotional, and even spiritual impact that lighting can have.